caravans of Americans crossing the border into Canada, but not for vacation. These caravans are filled with type 1 diabetics, people heading to Canadian pharmacies to buy affordable insulin. It's yet another example of the rise in drug prices here in the U.S. and the measures people go to in order to get a medication they need to stay alive. One such caravan traveled from Michigan to London, Ontario last weekend. Jillian Ripollone was part of that caravan. She's a Michigan leader of the advocacy group Insulin for All. Jill, you have type 1 diabetes?
Hi, Cindy. Yes, I have type 1 diabetes, and I'm also a sibling of a type 1 diabetic brother as well. So we were both type 1 diabetics, and we were diagnosed 1 year apart when we were 7 and 8 years old.
So you've been living with this a long time. How long have you been on insulin?
I've been on insulin since the day I was diagnosed, so it's about 22 years now on insulin.
So, Jill, we hear statistics such as since 1996, the list price of insulin in this country has gone up by 1,300%. Give us an idea. What does that look like in your life? I mean, what did you used to spend for a vial of insulin, and what does it cost you today?
Yeah, of course. Around 1996, a vial of insulin was about close to about $30. Right now, in 2019, one vial of insulin, that same brand, nothing has changed, and that is now retailed for $350.
And that is why you're heading to Canada, because tell us the situation in Canada.
Yeah, of course. So basically why Americans are crossing the borders to either Mexico or Canada is because you can get affordable insulin in those countries. So being that we live so fortunate to live right on the border of Canada, we decided that we were going to host and have a caravan and take people across the United States into Canada. And what we find there in Canada is that you do not need a prescription to get insulin. So in the provinces that we went to, the locations, you were able to walk into a pharmacy, which we went to Walmart, and we were able to walk in and just purchase insulin. And the prices there, it's about $30 a vial. And then if you needed the insulin pens, which some people use those come in a box of five, and that's about $80, $80 to $100. And that same box can retail for up to $500 a box. So we had people, we had the caravan start in Minnesota. They went to Wisconsin. They went to Illinois and Michigan. And then from Michigan, we all got together and we were able to take the caravan right into Canada. And people were able to get up to a 90-day supply of insulin for themselves or for their type 1 diabetic children.
So here we are with this, it's a tenth of the price in Canada. What you paid in Canada is what you used to pay back in 1996, $30 a vial.
Correct.
Why do you think, Jill, there is such a huge difference between the prices here in Michigan and what you paid in Ontario?
Well, it all just comes down to it's a mix between, these insurance companies that like to blame pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical companies that want to blame insurance companies. And you kind of have like this big web where everyone's pointing fingers, but nothing's being done about it. So being that we used our voices in our diabetic community, we were able to stand up and fight for affordable insulin and insulin for all. So now that our voices are being heard, lawmakers kind of don't really have much of a choice right now, because the price for just pharmaceutical drugs, and especially for us as type 1 diabetics, we need insulin to survive. So we're going to go to the extreme measures to be able to get that insulin to survive another day.
Because yes, this is not an option for you.
It's not an option. We need insulin or we're going to die.
And what kinds of things are people doing to cope with the high cost of this drug? I mean, are they skipping doses?
Well, yeah. So we have a couple things going on. We have people that are rationing their insulin. So they're kind of cutting down their normal dose that they would take, so it would last them a little longer. And then I started the diabetes black market, so to speak, where diabetics all over the country come together on social media platforms, and they donate unused supplies to each other to help people just kind of live another day. So we have that market where people are doing everything by donations and trades. And then we also have people that are leaving our own country just to get affordable insulin.
Jill, is this legal, going to Canada, going into the pharmacy in Ontario, yes, buying it? Are there any legal repercussions you might be risking?
There are no legal repercussions because you're allowed to, once you get into Canada, you go to, you know, the customs and they ask you, well, what reason do you have coming to Canada? And the two times that I've done it, we say the truth. We're here to purchase insulin. So they just let us through. And now it's becoming almost like second nature to them that this is like common now. They're seeing so many Americans like crossing over the border to get insulin. And you're allowed up to a 90-day supply. So you're allowed up to 90 days of an insulin supply for you or your type 1 child or family member.
Did you bump into any folks in Canada and wondering, you know, what's this caravan of Americans doing coming over to buy insulin? Did you get any reaction from people?
We drew a lot of attention because we had this gigantic coach bus. And what was incredible about it was that bus was sponsored. They donated that bus to us just to help us with our purpose and our mission to get affordable insulin. And we had a lot of media because this is drawing just attention all over the country and now all over the world. So we actually had some type 1 diabetic friends that live in Canada, and they were so supportive joining us, and they just don't understand how come we don't have a healthcare system like they do, where they can just walk into the pharmacy and get the insulin that they need? So it's just people are just kind of startled. They're just baffled. How come we don't have this here in the States?
Jill, recently Michigan lawmakers introduced a couple of bills to try to lower insulin costs for patients like you. One bill would place a cap on the price insurers are allowed to charge Michigan residents for insulin. And the other bill would allow Michigan's attorney general to investigate and submit reports on insulin pricing practices and to recommend policies to protect consumers. What do you think of those bills?
We need those bills passed. We need caps on insulin. However, I still believe that the insulin prices are still going to be astronomical. So we still really need to tackle that because they can cap maybe, you know, as prices increase over the years and inflation. Right now, it's $350 retail. So are they going to cap that? Because $350 is still an insane amount of money, especially when you need several vials of insulin a month to survive on. Most people, even with insurance, they have such high deductibles and high copays where they still can't even afford their insulin, and that's with insurance. So imagine the people that are underinsured or have no insurance. We just really hope that we can get, you know, these bills passed to help old diabetics.
Well, I'm just thinking, as you say, you're lucky enough to live near Canada, and it's an easy jaunt to cross the border. I'm thinking of people who live in the heartland and are out in Kansas and are nowhere near a Canadian border.
And it's so difficult. And that's why I advocate, because even though I have insurance right now and I'm able to afford my insulin, so many Americans cannot do that. And they can't afford to even get to Canada. Passports are about $180. Having an enhanced license, it costs money, where people that are even lower income, they can't afford that. So I'm speaking and I'm advocating on behalf of all type 1 diabetics.
And real quickly, when are you going back to Canada?
We might have something scheduled actually at the end of July.
Yeah. Jillian Ripalone, who is a Michigan leader of the advocacy group Insulin for All, on the caravans into Canada in search of insulin. Thanks for sharing your work with us.
Thank you, Cindy.